FM 90.3 WJTL, the Never Claim Jesus is. We are messengers. God be the glory. Josiah Queen, the prodigal. Good morning to you at 7:20.
Good morning. This is Intern Belle with your weather. Today will be mostly sunny with a high of 84. Tonight is looking partly cloudy with a low of 60. And for your wedding Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny with a slim chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms and a high of 87. Right now, Mannheim is 61 and sunny.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend from Barnabas 8, Jeremy Frith. Wait, did I say it wrong before? Is it Frith?
It is Frith. I think you got it right,
Frith. I thought I said Frith before, so I'm so sorry. Jeremy Frith is with us. That's hard for me to say. Yep. You are the CEO of Barnabas 8. Tell us what Barnabas 8 does, Jeremy.
So Barnabas 8 is an aid agency for suffering Christians. So we operate in over 50 countries around the world where Christians suffer persecution for their faith, or they just suffer through no fault of their own because of conflict or famine or whatever the reason is. We're there to help.
How about a great story about how God has worked through Barnabas 8?
So let me tell you about Jermaine. So Jermaine is a widow that lives in Senegal. And Jermaine prayed for 50 years to have a Bible in her own language.
Wow.
And Barnabas funded a project in Senegal to print Bibles in several different languages. And we got a Bible to Jermaine. And Jermaine is now on fire in her community, evangelizing her family, her friends, the whole village. Wow. And it's just an awesome story of somebody who was desperate just for a Bible, something we take for granted, and now she can do so much for Jesus.
Love that. Earlier, you told us a story about getting food into people in need, and I know you're working locally with Bridge of Hope to try to get food into different areas. Tell us about that.
With Blessings of Hope.
Blessings of Hope, yeah.
So we started, after the Ukraine war started, we realized we can't just fund projects. We need to do more. Right. We need to get food into these places and medical supplies and anything that is needed. So we started off with Ukraine. We approached Blessings of Hope a couple of years ago and said, hey, you know, the best way to get food into another country is if it's dried, if it's dehydrated. Have you guys ever thought of doing that? And we had a conversation with the Lapp brothers, and they said, you know, we've wanted to do dehydration. We just haven't known how to get it going.
Yeah.
So cutting a long story short, Barnabas paid for a dehydration unit, which is in their site at East Petersburg. And they've dehydrated a soup mix for us that we've created. We sent the first shipment into Haiti. We had to send it by air because the ports are all controlled by the gangs.
Right.
And now we've got a second shipment ready to get into Cuba. We're just waiting on permission from the Cuban authorities to get a 40-foot container of food into a country. You know, in Cuba, they're eating banana skins and whatever they can get hold of because there's not enough food and it's really expensive.
Yeah.
So our partnership with Blessings of Hope is just providing dehydrated food. And we're hoping to scale it up. They've bought a supermarket in Elizabethtown, the former Darren Camp supermarket.
Right.
And we're looking to put bigger dehydrators in there and do so much more.
Amazing. So what is the shelf life of a meal that is dehydrated like that, that you're sending into Haiti and
Cuba? So it's a good 5 years.
Wow. Amazing. That's
it's much smaller, it's much lighter, and it's just easier to transport, and it lasts a lot longer.
I love that. If folks want to donate to what you guys are doing at Barnabas, if they want to volunteer, if they want to help, if they want to find out what you're doing throughout the world, they could visit you online.
Yeah, go to our website, barnabasaid.org. If they want to volunteer, then I would point them at Blessings of Hope because they're crying out for volunteers right now to process more food. You know, they have plenty of food. They need volunteers now to help process it.
How about prayer? How can our listeners pray for Barnabas and what you are doing?
Yeah, please pray for our work. Please pray for the shipment that we're trying to get into Cuba because it's a communist country. It's not easy to get supplies into that country. So pray for the shipment that is literally ready to go. Pray for our work helping Christians all over the world, that we would be good stewards of the resources that God has given us.
Yeah, here's an opportunity to be part of reaching Christians throughout the world who are being persecuted, who are in need. You could do it through Barnabas Aid. Check them out online, barnabasaid.org. Jeremy, great having you on the radio this morning.
Thank you so much, Fred.
Back to the music we go. Here's Stephen McWhorter on WJTL.